crowd, well, pretty good crowd here from both sides. Great crowd here from Portersville. Of course, they're only about 15 or 20 minutes up the road, and there's a whole bunch of people wearing green made the trip from Thayer, which is about an hour and a half back down the road. So, here we go, second night in a row from Twin Rivers. Of course, last night, the Thayer Lady Bobcats saw their season come to an end as they lost to Twin Rivers here on Twin Rivers' home floor. First team to take the floor, the Portersville Bulldogs wearing the familiar blue, the navy blue with the white trim. Thayer Bobcats will be wearing the home white tonight, trim in the green and the black. Chase Haven will step into the center circle. He'll jump it up there with Keelan Bills for Portersville, and we are just about set to go here. Three-man appreciation crew, they're set to go. Crowd's ready to go. Cheerleaders are pumped up, and here we are. Thayer Bobcats lose the tent. Portersville's got it. Number zero, Drew Irby, got it out top. Irby will walk it to the right side of the floor and run it from there for Portersville. Giving it up to number one, that is Windsor. That's at number three, Townsend. Townsend swings it back down in the corner for Irby. Windsor now handles it. Number one gives it back to Irby. Irby, the lone senior on this basketball team. Here's a steal by Thayer. Gage Pitts into the passing lane, going all the way to bucket, lays it up and good. Gage Pitts with a steal and a finish on the other end of the Thayer Bobcats. Go up 2-0 early here. That was just a bad pass. Gage right there to pick it off. Here comes Irby for Portersville. Got the ball down on the baseline. Shot is up. No good for Bills and rebound by Haven. Here come the Bobcats on the break. Jordan Andrews to the elbow. Bounces it left side to Pitt. Thought about taking the three, doesn't. Now bounces one into lane to Andrews. Got too far under the bucket. Kicks it back out on top to Haven. Haven powers it down the baseline. Got it to Grimes. Reverse layup. No. Haven. Rebound. Puts it back up and in. Haven with the chip in. And the Thayer Bobcats off to an early 4-0 lead here against the Portersville Bulldogs. Number zero, Drew Irby, brings it in the front court. Swings it over to Townsend on the wing. Townsend. So shake and bake against Grimes. Grimes cuts him off, makes him give it up. He'll pass out to Alex Windsor. Windsor. Fourth shot sideburns out there. He'll swing it around to the left side. Got it to Townsend. Townsend taking it to the top for the push off. No call. Couldn't get loose for the shot. Gives the ball back to Irby. Irby powering his way into the lane. Now kicks it back outside for Polk. Polk will give it back to Townsend. Bobcats playing really good defensively here in the 1-3-1 matchup. Here to give over to Irby on the left side. We've played almost 2 minutes. And Portersville still has that score. They're just going to work it around. And Coach Pitt told me this before the game. He said, I really think they're going to try and shorten the game by kind of taking the air out of the ball. Here's Townsend looking to go into the lane. Gets bumped and a foul. That's going to be on Chase Haven. Tried to get there to cut him off. And Jace got there just a little bit too late. So Chase Haven with a foul to go with his bucket. 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Thayer up 4-0. Game tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat Boosters, Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. Portersville inbounds the ball, got it out to the top of the key for Drew Irby. He'll back it out, and they'll reset the offense there. They've got one down on the baseline. That is Townsend. The big man Polk going down in the low block and trying to work it down into him. Landry Pitts has done a good job of fronting him, not letting him catch the ball. Here's a shot out of the corner for Portersville. Good! Alex Windsor hits a three. That makes it a one-point game. The old equalizer, the three-point shot out of the corner. Thayer's got it back. Landry Pitts, three from the top. It's good! Landry Pitts hits a three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. First made three-pointer tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. It's 7-3, 5:22 to go. This is Irby working the ball at the top of the key. Got it to the free throw line. Dumps it off inside. Shot is up by Bills and no good. Rebound by the Thayer Bobcats. Here they come on the quasi break. It is Andrews going to the rim. Pulls up. Shoot. No, he's going to be called for a travel. Andrews tried to jump stop and a little head and shoulder fake and must have shuffled his feet. So the Bobcats turned it over. And we get a substitution here for Portersville. Number two checking in the game. That is Jabryson Rand. Bryson Rand will check into the ballgame for the Portersville Bulldogs, and Justin Polk will check out. So Thayer up by four early. 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Portersville with it. They get it to the free throw line for Irby. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. Andrews dives for the rebound with the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer dominating the boards here early. And here's Andrews looking to go to the rack, going all the way to the bucket. Puts the double team, gets a shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Portersville. Here come the Bulldogs. That is Irby with him stepping into the front court, feet over to Townsend. Townsend makes the motion with the left hand for everybody to clear. Now ball down to the right corner to Windsor. He hit a three from there a moment ago. The only bucket Portisville has scored so far. Here's the gift back outside to Rand. Rand into the free throw circle. And gets it down in the right corner to Irby. Irby brings it back out on top with a dribble drive. Now a lob pass going to Windsor. Windsor back out to the top of the key. Player's been really good defensively. Townsend with it now in the left corner off the pass. Bobcats tried to get the double team to him. Now he's going to do a little shake and bake. And couldn't get to the bucket. He'll kick it back outside for Irby. Irby swings around. Townsend with a three. That one's high off the rim. Taken by the rebound taken by Porterville. They'll dump it into Rand. He turns and scores off the window. So Jabrison Rand with the bucket. That makes it a 7-5 game. Thayer on top by two. Bobcats working in half-court game. Haven's got it in the right side on the wing. Against the cutters in the lane. Now swings over to Landry Pitt. Now Grimes. Grimes driving a baseline. Gets cut off right under the bucket. Keeps it back outside to Landry Pitt. Now on top to Haven. Haven looking to go into the lane. Gets into the circle. Gives it right back outside to Andrews. Andrews going to let one fly from downtown. That one is no good. Rebound for Porterville. And Bulldogs with a chance to tie here with a bucket. Irby going to back it back out with 3:13 to go. In the first quarter, Bobcats have been pushing it when they've got it on the offensive end. But Portageville, very patient. They get the ball to Windsor. Windsor will take it back out top for the Bulldogs. He gets it to Townsend on the right side. Townsend bounces it down to Bills. Bills is trapped and falls down, loses the handle, and the Bobcats come out there with a loose ball. Nice play by the Thayer Bobcat defense. They triple-teamed Bills when he got that thing in the lane, and they managed to take it away from him. Thayer with it on the offensive set. Grimes around on the left side to Landry Pitt. Out top to Gage. Fires a three. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Irby for Porterville. Gets it up to Townsend. Townsend flying into the lane. Hands it back out to Windsor. Now to Irby. He'll fire a three. That one's good. Drew Irby hits a three. 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. And Porterville has taken an 8-7 lead with 2:16 to go. And Bobcats not shooting the ball particularly well here in the early going. Maybe a little case of the nerves. Thayer with it. In the half court set. Grimes over to Pitt. Gage. Works it to the left side. Now gets hounded defensively. We're going to get a push out there on number two, Jabrison Rand. And to push Gage all the way out of bounds. And it will be Thayer Bobcat ball. First team foul against Porterville. Thayer will trigger it in. Jace Averin will be the trigger man on the far side right in front of the Porterville crowd. Brings it into the backcourt to Gage Pitts. And Gage gets some directions from his coach, Matt Pitts. Brings it on the left side to Lane Grimes. Grimes on the wing, holds it high above the head. Feeds it back out to Andrews. Andrews trying to get to the inside the three-point line. And again, Porterville's got him out. They're pretty good defensively on the perimeter. Not letting the Bobcats get those dribble drives like they like to do. Down to a minute 40 to go. They are down one, 8-7 here in the first quarter. Bobcats start the play. Got it to Grimes. Grimes to the free throw line. Leaves out to Haven. Haven to Pitts. Rolling off the screen. Fires a three. Bingo! Gage Pitts with a three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. And Thayer back out by two with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Good ball game going here at Twin Rivers High School, the Class 3 District 1 Championship. Porterville, the 2-seed, they've got it now, the half-court set. Trying to throw a double post, high-low on the far side of the lane. Nobody could get open. Windsor's with it on the dribble drive. Well, they dribble the ball a lot. Windsor swings it with the left hand to Townsend on the left side wing. Townsend looking to make a move, goes to the free throw line, leaves it back outside for Windsor, shoots a three. That one's up off the mark, no good. Rebound, Porterville back up, no. Rebound followed up to Porterville again. Now back outside to Townsend for three, and he hit it. Third player to hit a three here in the first quarter for Porterville. And the Bulldogs are up by one, 11-10 with 29 seconds to go. They're going to hold here for the final shot of the quarter. Bobcats trying to get it set. 22 seconds left on the clock. Now Pitts will swing it to the right side for Andrews. Andrews over to Grimes. Grimes to Landry. Pitts on the wing. 14 seconds to go. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a block against Porterville. Fouls on number two. That is Jabrison Rand. And that will be his second here in the first quarter. And he'll go back to the Porterville bench, number 35. Justin Polk will check in. So Bayard inbounded with 13 seconds left in the first quarter, down by one. Gage Pitts looking in the lane, nobody open. But at the hurry, got it into Haven. He'll step into a three. That one's off the mark, no good. And the rebound taken by Portisville. Townsend's got it. Half court with five. Moves into the front court with three. Gets it down. Now we're going to get a foul with 2 seconds left. Going to be on Gage Pitts. Going to be called for a push. First foul on Gage. Second team foul on the Bobcats. Might not have been a totally bad thing. Now they've only got 2 seconds to get the playoff and get a shot up. Here's Townsend. Steps left, shoots the three, no good. That's the end of our first quarter. Bayard Bobcats trailed by one. It's 11-10. We'll be back to Twin Rivers in just 1 minute on your original home for Bayard Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app and then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world. Even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
Thayer Bobcat basketball to start the play here in the second quarter, and Thayer is down by one. Portageville hitting three 3-pointers in that first quarter. It reached to an 11-10 lead. Thayer Bobcat punching the ball down inside Haven. Powers his way to the bucket, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, going back up, no. Gets it again, this time he misses it, gets it again, and gets the ball. Oh, it's taken by Portageville. Townsend off to the races, all the way to the bucket for the lead. Thayer Bobcat down by three. Haven had three chances to score there. Did Thayer working around the perimeter. Gage Pitts from the top. It's good. A three for Gage Pitts. His second of the first half. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and West Plains. And the Thayer Bobcats have come back and have tied it at 13. Thayer with their second or third three-pointer here in the first half. Here's a long shot for Portisville on the other end. That one's good. Drew Irby with his second three-pointer. And Portisville back up three. Thayer with it outside. Andrews takes it out top to Haven. Now to Pitts. Gage brings it out to Andrews on top of the key. Hills looks to make a move into the lane. Spins. Kicks it back out to Pitts. Steps into another three. That one's off the back rim. And the rebound taken by Nicholson. Keaton Nicholson into the ballgame for Thayer. He'll give it up in the corner to Haven. Haven now looking to drive the baseline. Gets cut off. Shoots. Bad shot there. No good. Rebound taken by Portisville. Well, the Bulldogs up three with the basketball. 6:34 to go. Out on top is Irby. Irby bounces it down inside to Polk. He turns. Shoots and scores. A two-pointer, rare two-point shot for Portisville. They've only made two field goals inside the three-point line. They have hit 5 three-pointers in the game. 6:14 to go in the first half. They are down five. This hasn't happened very much all season long. They about kept trailing this late into a game. Haven with it for Thayer. Looking to power it down the left side of the lane. Got it out to Landry Pitts. Landry puts it on the floor. Spins in the lane. Short jumper is up and bounces off the back rim. No good. Thayer's gone stone cold here. Other than Gage Pitts. Down five in Portageville with the basketball. Outside is Windsor. He'll give it to Irby. He'll give it up to Windsor. Windsor takes it out to the top of the key. Feeds it to Townsend. Townsend putting it on the floor. A little shake and bake, couldn't get open for a shot. Now swings it down in the corner. Quick three. That one is no good. Rebound taken by Landry Fitz for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Need a bucket here to get back to within three. Andrews in the way. It's going to be held as he makes a spin move. He made the shot, but foul's going to be called before the shot. Foul's on zero, Drew Irby. And now Chase Haven out of the game. And Lane Grimes back in for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer here with Pitts, Nicholson, Andrews, and Grimes. Thayer working the inbound play. Got it into Nicholson. Nicholson feeds it over to Pitts. Tips back to Andrews. Jordan pulls out for a long three. That one is good. Hit the parlor ringer. First made buck of the night for Jordan Andrews. And gets Thayer back within two with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Three-pointers brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Here's Winsley with the ball for Portageville. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Digs it back to the left side on the pass. Gives it to Townsend. Townsend looking to the inside. Here's a get back over to Irby. Drew Irby, number zero. He's hit a pair of threes. Windsor is in one. Here's a give off to Bills. Bills with a floater in the lane is good. Bills with his first 2 points. And Portageville back up four. Thayer with it outside. Andrews looking to get around the defense. Flies. Get it back. Put the shot up. It was blocked. It goes out of bounds. Andrews elevated. And Bills got way up off the floor and blocked that shot. Here's Polk out of the game as Rand will check back in. That gives Portageville a little more size. Bobcats running the inbound play. Oh, they got Andrews wide open under the bucket. He shoots and scores. Andrews wide open, and he scored five straight for the Thayer Bobcats, who now trail it by just two. 4:20 to go in the first half. Folks, we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner going on here at Twin Rivers. Well, here's a steal by Andrews for the Thayer Bobcats. And we can get a whistle. And Andrews jumped on the ball when it got loose on the floor. And Coach Matt Pitts quick to call a timeout. So it'll be Thayer basketball after we take a break. They trail by two with 4 minutes to go in the first half. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the EJOB Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Now Bobcat basketball here with 4:10 to go in the first half, trailing by two. Been a good ball game so far. And for Portageville, it's been the three-point shot. I mentioned they've only hit three shots inside the three-point line. They have hit one, two, three, four, five, three. Thayer Bobcats now have hit four threes in the first half, two by Pitts, one by Andrews, and one by Landry Pitts. Here's Thayer off the inbound, got the ball down to Andrews, going to the bucket, he's going to get fouled. And that's going to be number two on Drew Irby. Drew Irby's off the foul will be his second in the first half. They got to keep him out there. He's their leading scorer, their best shooter, probably their best player. Andrews will go to the line and shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Jordan has scored the last 5 points for Thayer, and he misses the free throw. Uncharacteristic for Jordan to miss a free throw. He spins it, sets it on the right hand. He'll collect it here. This one is up and good. Andrews, 6 points now. Gage Pitts has scored eight, three for Landry Pitts and two for Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats, and it's back to a one-point game. Thayer trailing. That is Irby with the ball for Portageville. Gives it over to Townsend. He'll back it out. Andrews is out on him. Townsend looking for a screen. Goes around that screen. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it up. Get the ball down in the right corner for Irby. Irby looking for the outlet. Got it to Windsor. Windsor. He's hit a couple of threes. So hit one. Bobcats jump out on him. Gives it back to Townsend. Townsend looking to drive the baseline and is going to step out of bounds. Good job by Lane Grimes defensively. He got down there and he forced Townsend to turn it over by stepping on the baseline. So Thayer with the ball back. Chance to take the lead here with 3:21 to go in the first half. Pitts got the ball to Landry Pitts. He'll hand it to Lane Grimes. He goes to Andrews. Bobcats running that little wheel play out front. Here's Andrews looking to make a little one-on-one. Pulls up to the free throw circle. Shot is up and no good. And Townsend rebounds it for Portageville. And here come the Bulldogs. Townsend will shake and bake. Andrews almost got it from him. He'll give it back outside for Irby. Irby moving off the screen to the right side. Gives it back down to Townsend. Townsend looking to penetrate, going all the way to the right place up and in. That's a good play. Stay Townsend. Young man's a good player. There's Thayer back the other way in a hurry. Andrews, pretty good player himself. And he answers for the bucket for Thayer. Jordan Andrews on the drive down the right side of the lane. With the double team, laid it up off the window. and it's back to a 22-21 ball game, 2:30 to go. In the first half, Thayer down one, Portageville with the basketball. I remember these teams have a history in the last few years. And it was a steal by the Bobcat defense. Bobcat defense with a steal. Gage Pitts running the floor. Pulls it up. No, keeps it on the dribble drive. Gets bumped. Now sees the pass inside to Andrews. That one is stolen by Irby. Irby up the floor to Windsor. Windsor almost travels. Bills gets it. Throws it up off the window. Good performance here. A little junk basket right there for Portageville. Windsor got up in the air and had nowhere to go with the ball. He just dropped it before he got called for the travel, and Bills was right behind him, picked it up, and bounced it in off the glass. Back to a three-point lead for Portageville. There, Bobcats looking to answer here. Andrews has got it on the outside. He'll go top of the key to Nicholson. Nicholson over to Gage Pitt. Back out to Grimes. Grimes right side to Landry. Fakes a three. Looking inside. Nobody open. Kicks it back out to Andrews. Andrews kicks it out in the corner to Grimes for three. That one rattles off the back rim. No good. And rebound taken for Alex Windsor for Portageville. A Portageville up three with a minute 20 to go in the half. I bet they are really going to take the air out of the ball right here. They'll swing it down the left side to Townsend. Down around the three-point line, brings it out to the wing. Now attacks at the basket. And we're going to get, ball was juggled. I thought it was going to be a double dribble call. They said, no, ball was tipped by the defense. Portageville maintains their possession here. Windsor with it outside. And Portageville wants a timeout to set something up. We're down to 58 seconds to play in the first half. Thayer down three. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. No, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
And we're back after the timeout. 58 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats. Well, what a quick first half it's been. Thayer Bobcats are down three. Portageville will have the basketball here. And Portageville coach setting something up for this final 58 seconds. I don't think they'll get in any hurry. I don't think they'll get in any hurry at all. I think they're going to hold this thing for the final shot. Could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I was even wrong once earlier today. Portageville with it, working around the perimeter. Got it to Rand, who checked back in during the timeout. Plays it over to Bills. Bills holds it high, swings it left side for Irby. Irby looking for Townsend. That feeds it to him on the right. Down to 30 seconds to play in the first half. Ball back in the right side corner to Bills. Bills holds it high over his head, swings it out front, and over everybody's head into the backcourt. It'll be Thayer. Bobcat ball down by three. It's Portageville. And an unforced turnover. By the way, Chase Haven is checked back in for the Thayer Bobcats. They will inbound it in the backcourt. 23 seconds to go in the first half. Gage Pitts walking it up now. They are absolutely holding for the final shot of the quarter. He's got it out front. 12 seconds. Brings it over to Haven. Haven looking to bounce it inside out to Grimes. Now Gage Pitts looking to drive the baseline. And he's going to get fouled. Oh, my. A foul with 6 seconds left on zero, Drew Irby, and that's big-time trouble for Portageville. Irby picks up his third foul, only the 15th foul against Portageville, so Thayer's got to inbound now. They're going to have 6 seconds to go to get a good shot away. Gage Pitts dumps it out front to Landry Pitts, now to Haven, inside for Andrews, misses the shot, rebound tipped up and around, Haven got it, oh, it wouldn't go at the buzzer, but he's fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. Haven working hard in there, the foul is on Alex Windsor, and Jace Haven, with no time left on the clock, is going to go to the free throw line with a chance to get his team back to within one if he can hit a couple of free throws. First one is up and good. Haven with 3 points in the ballgame, looking for number four right here. The Bobcat senior. Second one is up. It is good. Haven hits them both. He got four, and we got it dandy, folks. 24-23, Thayer down by one at the intermission. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the original home for Thayer Bobcat basketball. the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Find your next vehicle at Oregon County Cars in Thayer, your premier automotive full-service dealership, offering the best selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles purchased. Also, a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just down from the Country Cottage on Old Highway 19 in Thayer. Call 264-2558. Find them on Facebook and OregonCountyCars.com.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
We're back at halftime here at the Twin Rivers High School where the Class 3 District 1 Championship is being held, and we've had a dandy first half. Portageville led by as many as 5. They lead it by 1 here over our Thayer Bobcats, 24-23. And the Bobcats went through a period there where they just couldn't buy a bucket, and they really haven't got real hot yet tonight. I expect that will change here in the second half. This is a very good shooting Thayer Bobcat team, and I think that they're going to come around and start shooting the ball better as we get into the third quarter. But they're right there. It is 24-23. Foul trouble for Portageville. They're starting to get into a little bit of foul trouble already. Their starting point guard, Drew Irby, has got 3 first-half fouls, and their number one player off the bench, Jabryson Rand, who really adds some energy and some size to their lineup, he picked up 2 fouls in the first half. So that may come into play as we get into the second half of this ball game. Again, Thayer trailed by 1 at the end of a quarter, 11-10, and both teams scored 13 points in the second quarter. They trailed 24-23 here at the half. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with a look at your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Back here at Twin Rivers High School, side of the Class 3 District 1 Championship. Thayer Bobcats are down by 1, 24-23 here at the half. They haven't found themselves in this position very often, so it's going to be very interesting to see how this second half plays out. And I've said it before, and it was a rule when I was playing back in the day, 100 years ago, and I think it's a rule always, the first 4 or 5 minutes of the second half most generally is going to determine how the rest of the ball game goes. Now, that's generally speaking, but very important. Those first 4 or 5 minutes of the second half of the ball game are always vitally important. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First up for Portageville. They're led by Trey Townsend. Townsend has scored 7 points tonight. 6 for Drew Irby. He hit 2 early threes. Alex Windsor also with a 3 in that first couple of minutes as Portageville got out to an early lead. 4 points for Keelan Bill Polk. That's Justin Polk has scored 2 and 2 for Jabryson Rand off the bench for Portageville. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by the dynamic duo Gage Pitts and Jordan Andrews. Each have 8 in the first half, 4 for Jace Haven and 3 for Landry Pitts. If you're looking at foul trouble for the Thayer Bobcats, there is none. Gage Pitts called for 1 foul, Jace Haven called for 1, and that's been it in the ballgame so far. For Portageville, they jam over the foul trouble. Drew Irby, their starting point guard, has 3 fouls in the first half, including that one right before the buzzer to put Jace Haven at the free throw line, and the Thayer Bobcats pull to within 1 here at the break. Alex Windsor's got 1 and 2 for Jabryson Rand. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home. You could do it yourself, you could do it with an app, or you can do it all online. Or there's the RE/MAX way, which comes with an experienced agent that has the tools and the tech to make buying your home go smoothly. Tools like automated alerts, speedy response times, negotiation skills, and local neighborhood knowledge. It's the smarter way to buy a home. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange. Let us help you find the perfect place. Call us today at 417-264-6161. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app and instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world. Even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Back to Twin Rivers High School on K-Country 95, the Ecom Sports Network, bringing you Thayer Bobcat basketball here from Brosley, Missouri, where at halftime, the Thayer Bobcats trail by a point, 24-23. Maybe the Bobcats will shoot the ball a little better here in this second half. And looks like it's going to be Twin Rivers basketball to open up the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats back to the starters on the floor, Gage Pitts, Landry Pitts, Jace Haven, Jordan Andrews, and Lane Grimes. And it looks like it'll be The same way, except for Jabryson Rand instead of Destin Folks for Portageville. Out on top is Irby Elfie inbound. Feeds the ball over to Bills. Bills going down to the baseline. Throws up a wild shot. No good. And rebounded by Portageville. They got it out to Townsend. A little shake and bake from Trey Townsend. Wings the ball on the right side for Irby. Now in the corner to Windsor. Windsor looking inside. Nobody open. Bring it over to Townsend now on the left side of the floor. He tries a dribble drive. Oh, he forgot the ball. It's loose on the floor. We get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Bayer Bobcats. Bayer Bobcats will get it on the alternating possession. Townsend went to the bucket and forgot to take the ball with it. And right there, the jump on it was Jordan Andrews for the Bayer Bobcats. So Bayer now the chance to regain the lead with a bucket. They step it across the timeline. Gage Pitts on the dribble. Swings the ball down in the left corner for Lane Grimes. Grimes looking inside at Landry. Pitts in the post. Couldn't get him open. Keeps over to Gage. Gage down low to Landry. Backing down to defender. Turns, shoots, and scores. Landry Pitts working hard in the low block. And the Bayer Bobcats, for the first 2 points of the second half, have taken the lead 25-24. That was very deliberate and very well executed for Thayer. Looking to pound it down inside. Here's the give. Oh, we're going to get a foul. Portageville with the basketball. They pounded it down inside to Jabryson Rand, and he was fouled by Jordan Andrews. Jordan tried to reach around him and poke that ball away. Can't do that. Portageville looking to trigger it in under the bucket. Going to have to hurry now. They get it in and the ball over the head of Townsend, but he runs down the floor, outruns Gage Fitz for it, and now brings it back the other way. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Bayer Bobcats have scored the only 2 points of the third quarter so far, and they lead it by one, 25-24. Portageville gets it on the right side for Windsor. Windsor down the corner, back outside to Irby and around to Townsend on the left. Townsend moves off the screen. Gets it down in the left corner for Rand. Rand fakes the three, doesn't take it. Feeds it back outside. Portageville, he's very deliberate here, taking their time. I mentioned they won their semifinal game 39-36. They don't mind playing low-scoring games. Very well-coached basketball team, the Portageville Bulldogs. They bounce it down inside the Bills. Bills going in the lane. Ball is poked away from him by Andrews. Thayer on the break. Jordan Andrews working it up the left side. Thayer now with a chance to add to their lead. Got it to Lane Grimes around on the right side now to Haven. Haven back to Andrews on top. Fakes the three. Kicks it out to Grimes in the corner. No, off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes out long to Portageville. Here come the Bulldogs. Townsend up the left side. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Townsend gives it out to Rand. Top of the key. He'll get it right back to Townsend on the left wing. He'll dribble drive out to the top and hand it. Oh, that was a travel by Rand. No call. Well, the fans saw that too. All back outside now around to Townsend. He'll launch a three for Portageville. It's off the rim. No good. Could have been a rebounding foul. Bills was all over the back of Lane Grimes, knocked him down, and Portageville picked up the loose ball. No call there. Wow. They're letting them play here tonight, folks. Here's Rand with it for Portageville. Moves off the screen to the top of the key. Gives the ball out to Windsor. Windsor will take it to the right side. Again, Portageville very patient with the ball. They feed it back out to Rand near midcourt. He'll take it to the right. Now back out, moves to the left elbow and gives it up to Townsend. We're under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer still up one. Portageville with it. Got it to Bills. That is Keelan Bills. He'll feed it to Irby. Oh, I'm sorry, that is Windsor. Windsor now feeds it in the corner to Irby. Irby brings it out to the wing on the dribble. Lane Grimes all over it. Got it back down on the right side to Townsend. They are being very good defensive right here. They're not letting Portageville get the ball where they want to get it. Now they get it left side. Three-point shot is up and no good. The rebound is tipped, taken by Grimes. His outlet pass is stolen by Irby. Irby coming back, throws it down in the corner, picked up. That was a nice catch by Windsor. I thought that ball was going out of bounds. And Portageville will back it back out. Ball goes to the right side. Windsor got it in the corner. They'll kick it back out front for Irby. Drew Irby, he's second to make a move in the lane. Lane Grimes cuts him off defensively. He'll give it back up outside to Windsor. Windsor trying to go inside with a pass to Bills. It is poked away and out of bounds by Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. They're really working hard on the defensive end. They are just not allowing Portageville to get anywhere they want to get for a shot. Oh, and they inbounded it to the lane. It's stolen by Pitts. Gage will drive to the bucket. Count it in a foul. Dave Fitz stole the inbound pass and raced down the floor for the bucket. Foul's going to be on Alex Windsor for Portersville. Gage Fitz now double figures with 10 points as the Thayer Bobcats open a 3-point lead, trying to make it a 4-point ball game here. Gage Fitz, very good free throw shooter. This one is up and good. 11 for Gager, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 4. They have outscored Portersville 4-0 in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. What was that all saying about the first 4 or 5 minutes of the half? It's very important. Here's Portersville with the ball. They're a good 3-point shooting team. Here's Townsend going into the lane, throws one up. Oh, counted the foul. Townsend got free in the lane, hung in the air, got fouled by Haven, and he hit the shot. I don't know how that ball ever went in. So Townsend now with 9 points for Portersville. He'll go to the free throw line with a chance to make it a 1-point game again. Free throw is up and good. So Townsend, first player for Portersville in double figures. He's got 10. Back to a 1-point game, 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. There, gets it down the left corner of the pit. Back to Haven. Haven on the bounce. Goes to the free throw line. Curls around the defense. Misses the layup. The tip up, no. Pitch down the rebound. Powers it up and in. Landry Pitts with a tough offensive rebound. Powered it up through the defense for the bucket. Thayer back on top by 3. 30-27. Portersville. Again, walking it up the floor. They don't panic. Windsor will take it out to the top of the key on the dribble. Give it to Irby. Irby hangs on the baseline. Shoots from 4. That is 8 points now for Drew Irby. And it's a 1-point game. Thayer with it. Here's Andrews through the double team. Going to the bucket. We're going to get a foul. It'll be on the floor before the shot. Foul is going to be on number 2. That is Jabryson Rand, and that'll be his 3rd in the game. Thayer running the inbound play. Got it to Landry Pitts. Fakes. Now shoots. Count it. It's good. Landry Pitts with a beautiful play to get open in the lane. And Cousin Gage hit him in stride. Fake, got the defense up off their feet, and then we're on the way back down, went up and scored. But Thayer back up by 3, 32-29. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. District championship on the line here. Here's Portersville with it, going down to the baseline. Pull-up jumper is no good. And rebound, Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Thayer with a chance to go up 5. Andrews down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rack, and he scores. A little stutter step, and the defense kind of let up, and Andrews just exploded around them for the layup. Andrews now with 10 points in the game. 2 Bobcats in double figures. They are up by 5. Portersville with it. There's a travel. Yep. Number 1, Alex Windsor caught the pass on the run and took an extra step. And now Portersville wants a timeout. 34-29. Thayer leads it by 5 with a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Back after the timeout, Thayer Bobcats have opened up a 5-point lead now, the minute 52 to go. A lot of time left in this game, and it's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball. Gage Fitz gets it off the inbound, takes it to the top of the key, looking to move down the right side of the lane, backs it back out to Haven. Haven looking inside, nobody open. Now he will go into the lane, passes off to Landry Pitts, who scores. That's 11 for Landry Pitts. 3 Bobcats in double figures, and Thayer leads it now by 7. Bobcats just flat-out worked Portersville on that trip down the floor. Portersville might be getting a little bit tired. They've got the ball now, down by 7. And Irby just out of midcourt. dribbling it. Now goes down the left side. Kicks it outside and around for Rand. Rand on top to Bills. Bills over to Townsend on the right side wing. Townsend will make it back out top. Shoots a three, and it's good. Somebody better get him. Trey Townsend hits his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 13 to lead all scorers in the game. And just like that, it's back to a four-point game. Fayer Bobcats with the ball. Jace Haven out of the front court. Gives it over to Jordan Andrews. Andrews going to back it out. Down to 45 seconds to go in the third. Fayer Bobcats, when you take their time here, they can hold for the final shot. And now I think Coach Fitz told Gage, take it outside, just protect it, go for one. Four-point lead for the Fayer Bobcats. They have outscored Portageville by five in this third quarter. Here's Haven with 28 seconds to go. Backs away from the defense of Keelan Bill. Now Haven still on the dribble down the middle of the lane, all the way to the bucket for the win. Gage Haven with six in the game. And Fayer back up by six. 38-32, 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's a long pass down inside to Rand. That's a nice play. Good play by Irby to Rand for the lay-in. And here's Andrews from half court. Almost made it. It bounces off the backboard. And that's the end of three quarters. Our score, Fayer 38, Portageville 34. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Econom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know what I love about championship basketball? The lack of fouls. We haven't had very many calls in this game at all. In fact, in the third quarter, each team called for just two fouls. Good, two really good basketball teams going at it tooth and nail. Officials are letting them play just a little bit, but it's playoffs. Here's Portageville, open the quarter with the basketball. Got it inside to Rand. Couldn't get a shot. Leads it back outside to Windsor, and he'll give it to Irby. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Thayer leads it by four. Irby goes to Townsend on the wing. Somebody better jump out on him. Young man can play. Here's the get back outside to Windsor. Windsor going to the bucket. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Windsor. No, he traveled. Yep. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Oh, my. Oh, my. They called a foul on Wayne Grimes. On the play. I don't know about that one. That's a tough call right there. Especially considering the fact that Windsor traveled with the basketball. But anyway, Grimes is out. Keaton Nicholson will check in for Thayer. First foul of the night on Lane. Portageville gets the ball into the corner. Good! A three-point shot. Good. By number one, Alex Windsor. Windsor with his second three-pointer of the game. And that makes it a one-point game again, 38-37. We've played a minute here in the fourth quarter. Thayer with the ball in the lead. They'll bounce it down to Landry Pitts. He gets to the bucket, tally and a foul. Landry Pitts came to play ball tonight, boys. Landry will be fouled by number one, Alex Windsor. And Landry Pitts now leads Thayer with 13 in the game. Shooting for number 14 right here. The free throw is up off the back rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and controlled by Portageville. Thayer had a shot at that rebound. Just couldn't quite get there. So Portageville down by three again with the basketball. Thayer still backing up. Matchup zone defense, the 1-3-1. Here is Irby going down the right side lane. He'll give it back outside to Townsend. Townsend steps into a three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken by Haven. Haven on the run to the free throw line. Bends into the lane, has the ball poked away, gets it back, and feeds it out to Gage Pitts. Baseline jumper. That one was blocked. And here comes Portageville with the ball. Number zero, Irby, all the way into the lane, misses the shot. Rebound, Haven for Thayer. Gase will bring it into the front court. He says, give the ball to Gage. Thayer now can work a little clock with a three-point lead. It's 40-37. Ball goes left side to Haven. Haven out front to Andrews. Fakes the three. Gets to the free throw line. Back outside now on the left side wing for Haven. I think that Thayer Bobcats want to post up Landry again. That's been very successful for him here in the comeback. Remember, Thayer's been down by as many as seven in this game. Haven holds the ball out front for the Bobcats as he took the pass from, and we're going to get an official timeout here. Landry pits, and Drew Irby got tied up down under the lane. They went down in a heat down there, just vowing for position, and a little frustration on the floor. Thayer Bobcats make a substitution, Keaton Nicholson out of the game. Lane Grimes back in for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down under 6 minutes to play as we get ready to resume play. By the way, number 35, Polk, is back in the game for Portageville. Now Portageville is going to go man-to-man. Portageville going to man-to-man. Bobcats gets it all over to Andrews, working against Rand, goes right around him all the way to bucket for the lay-in. Yeah, that won't work. Jordan Andrews now with 12 points in the game. Thayer Bobcats got too many weapons to play them man-to-man. I'm just telling you right now. Here's Townsend out front. Feeds the ball over to Windsor. Windsor back to Townsend. Townsend looking to penetrate. Got down to the baseline. Kicked it back outside for Windsor. Windsor over to Irby for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And Gage Pitts controls the rebound. So Thayer up by five with the ball. They'll feed it left side to Haven. Back out front for Gage Pitts. We're down to the five-minute mark to go in the game. Pitts swings it on the left side for Grimes. Grimes will take it to the top of the key, back it out, and now feed it back over to Haven. Haven to Pitts, down the corner. He moves off a screen, pulls up 17-footer, bounces off the rim, no good, and Haven gets the rebound for Thayer. What a play by the Bobcat senior. That rebound was going over his head. He dove after it. Here's Andrews going to the bucket for Thayer. We got an offensive foul on Andrews. Polk for Portageville. Stood his ground, and Andrews ran right over him. Bobcat fans didn't like the call, but it was. That was the right call on that play. So with 4:46 to go, Thayer Bobcats with a five-point lead. Portageville with the ball. They haven't been able to buy a bucket lately. Here's Rand in the lane. Kicks it back out to Polk, and it's stolen by Grimes. They tried to get it to Polk, and Lane Grimes there, Johnny on the spot to pick off the pass. Thayer will bring it up the floor. Haven with 4:22 to play. Thayer Bobcats trying to win their eighth straight district championship. This will be the first one since they moved up to Class 3, which is this course this year. Andrews with the ball outside. He'll back it back out. And we're counting down to 4 minutes to go. Thayer up by five. Haven got it over to Gage Pitts. Townsend on him. Gage puts it on the floor now, looking to dribble. Feed it now between the circles, and now back on the left side to Haven. Thayer looking inside, nobody open. Back out to Landry. Landry fakes a three. Here's a give to pay. Gage Pitts trying to bounce it down inside to Andrews. The ball poked away by the defense. Has a good play by Jabryson Rand for Portageville. And you see, we've got a substitution here for Portageville. Number 15, Keelan Bills checks back in the ballgame. Rand will check out. Bills, a good rebounder for Portageville. They will inbound it here. 3:46 to go with a five-point lead. Got it to Landry Pitts. Landry fakes a three. He's covered by Bills. Now he'll back it out on the dribble. And still on the dribble out front. He'll hand it to Jace Haven. 3:30 to go. Haven on the take and bake. Oh, it's stolen by Polk. And then Polk picks up the loose ball. Haven has his pocket picked by Justin Polk for Portageville. So Portageville down five with the basketball. Townsend over to Bills. Bills in the corner to Irby. Irby looking to drive the baseline. No, he's going to get fouled. That's going to be on Jace. No, it's going to be on number 24, Lane Grimes. Grimes called for the foul. The other's going to be on Haven. Grimes will check out. Keaton Nicholson will check in. Boy, these two teams are tired. They've been going at it tooth and nail here. Oh, and Portageville throws it away on the inbound. Drew Irby trying to get it to Windsor and just flat out threw the ball out of bounds. And now substitution for Thayer. Lane Grimes will check in. Keaton Nicholson back out. So Grimes in for offense, Nicholson in for defense. Here with 3:15 to go, Thayer with a 5-point lead, 42-37. Gage Pitts bringing the ball into the front court for Thayer. Got it on the right side to Andrews. Andrews moving up the screen. Takes it up to the right baseline. Now backs it out to the corner. Feeds it outside to Haven. Around the horn for Gage. Gage bounces it over to Haven. Haven now to Grimes in the corner. Grimes got a bucket. He got to the rim and gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That'll be on number one, Alex Windsor. And Windsor picked up his fourth foul. But that's all he could do. That's all he could do to stop Lane Grimes from shooting a free throw. That was a beautiful play by Lano. Grimes made a little head and shoulder fake and went right around the defender and had an open lane to the bucket. First free throw, rattles off the rim. So Thayer now with a chance to go up six. Coach Matt Pitts looks at Lane, claps his hand, says, come on, Grimes. 6-point lead sure would be nice right now. And Windsor checked out of the game for Portisville with those four fouls. Second free throw, no good, but the rebound taken by Rand for Portisville. So it's still a 5-point there, Bobcat lead with 2:46 to go. Portisville bringing it into the front court and just sitting there and looking at it. That is Irby. Irby feeds it over to Rand. Rand looking to drive into the lane, pulls up from the elbow and scores. Jabryson Rand, that's the first field goal, I believe, in the fourth quarter for Portisville. And the Thayer lead is down to three. Here's Gage Pitts. Got it over to Grimes on the left side. Grimes to the top of the key on the dribble. Feeds it on the right side now to Haven. Back to Pitts. Back to Landry Pitts. And now to Andrews. Andrews driving the baseline. Trying to leave a pass inside. Ball is picked up by Haven. And he scores! Gage Haven with 9 points in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats are back up by five. 2 minutes to go. At Twin Rivers High School, 2 minutes to decide who wins the district championship and moves on to the state tournament. Portisville with it down by five. They feed it out front to Rand, thought about the three, now gives it over to Townsend. Townsend backs it back out. Way out away from the bucket, a little shake and bake, trying to go around Andrews, and Andrews won't let him free. They give it back outside to Irby. Irby elevates for the three, that's no good. Rebound, Bills, he goes back up and scores. Offensive rebound and a putback for Bills. It's back to a 3-point game with a minute 24 to go. Portisville still in that man-to-man defense. Gage Pitts brings it all to the free throw line and is going to get fouled as he makes a move toward the bucket. And that's going to be on Trey Townsend. It will be his first of the game. Thayer will inbound the ball. That is team foul number five. Both teams have been called for five fouls here. So neither team shooting the 1-1 yet with a minute 16 to go. Thayer running the inbound, got the ball to Grimes. He'll back it out, and Thayer can go back to working some clock. Here's Andrews on the feed from Grimes. Out near midcourt, defended by Drew Irving. Still on the dribble. We're down to 1 minute to play. Haven with it now. Off the feed for Andrews. Haven looking to go to the rack. Weaves his way in. Got the ball to Landry Pitts. Landry going up and has the ball stolen. Landry Pitts had it stripped away, and now Portisville with the ball. We're down to 45 seconds to go, and Portisville wants a timeout. 45 seconds to play. Thayer up by three. Portisville with the ball. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Down to 45 seconds to play in the ball game. Thayer Bobcats clinging to a 3-point lead. Portisville with the ball. They will inbound on the far sideline. Thayer back in that zone. Keaton Nicholson, by the way, in the ball game for his length, and rebounding ability. Portisville misses a shot. Thayer wants to get that rebound. Portisville's got it to Rand. Rand goes to Irby. Irby into the lane, kicks it back outside to Pope. Now back to Rand. Down to 33 seconds. Rand shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound saved from out of bounds. Jordan Andrews has got it. Over to Haven. Haven up the floor with 24 seconds. Back to Andrews. Down to Gage Pitt. And now to Haven. Thayer breaks the press. They got a three-point lead in the ball. 16 seconds to go. Haven to Landry Pitts, and we're going to get a foul call. We're going to get a foul on Portisville with 15 seconds remaining. Foul on Portisville. That will just be number six. And now Polk is out of the game. By the way, the foul was on Keelan Bills, number 15, his first. They are making a sub. Lane Grimes will check back in. Keaton Nicholson is out. 15 seconds to play. Thayer with a three-point lead and the ball. Landry Pitts to trigger it in right in front of his own bench. Going to have to hurry. Now Matt Pitts calls a timeout. Yep. Portisville wanted the five-second call, but Coach Pitts was signaling the timeout long time before 5 seconds. So we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, we're down to 15 seconds to play in the ballgame. Thayer has the ball and a three-point lead. If you're Portageville, that was team foul number six. So if Thayer gets the ball in, if you don't steal it, you got to foul somebody, and you got to foul them in a hurry. Thayer gets it into the backcourt to Gage Pitts. Townsend comes up on him, but he's not fouling it. And Gage Pitts now trying to run away from him, and the foul is going to be called on Townsend. And Gage Pitts will go to the free throw line with 11 seconds to play. Foul is on Townsend, will be his second. Team foul number seven. Shooting the 1-1. Bobcat junior guard, Gage Pitts. If he can hit one, it makes it a four-point game and a two-possession game. It is up, and it's good. Gage Pitts didn't waste any time. Thayer up by four. And looking to make one more here. Making a five-point lead with 11 seconds to go. This is good. Gage Pitts steps up, knocks down two free throws. Portageville coming the other way. Bobcats don't want to foul him. Here's Rand. Will elevate for a three. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer. Bobcat ball. And folks, it's all over here. 4 seconds to go. Portageville wants a timeout. We're going to keep it right here and listen to this Bobcat crowd applaud their team. They've been down by as many as, 7 points at one time. And they trailed by one at the quarter, by one at the half, and they lead it now by five with 4 seconds remaining. We'll say thanks to some of our Bobcat boosters, including Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Clary Funeral Home, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, the Sunset Salon and Barbering, Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Point, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Springs, the law offices of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company, and Forstner's True Value and Napa Auto Parts. They about cast inbound the ball with 4 seconds left and a 5-point lead. You know, Portageville is going to foul immediately. And about cast inbound the ball to Gage Pitts, and he is fouled by Townsend. Only 1 second ran off the clock, so we're down to 3 seconds play, and Gage Pitts could ice this thing from the free throw line. He hit two just a moment ago. And the number one seed, Thayer Bobcats, they have been in a battle tonight, but I got to tell you, this team has shown a lot of grit all season long. That's how you get to be 22-1. And the first free throw for Pitts rolls off the rim, no good. Front end 1-1. Portageville long shot from half court, no good. And the Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Portageville Bulldogs 46-41 to win the Class 3 District 1 Championship.